Hey, cheap astronomers. Well, not only is this the 100th ever snippet episode, but it also introduces the return of Barry to do a whole new series of fantastic physics formulas. And also, I'm in Los Angeles, California, from the 27th of May to the 2nd of June to see the Space Shuttle Endeavour and maybe go to JPL, and heck, I'll even visit Griffith Observatory again. But now, here's Barry, and some parrots. And yes, we do know the plural of formula is formulae.
Welcome to Cheap Astronomy Fantastic Physics Formulas. The first formula is kinetic energy equals a half mv squared. Kinetic energy, Ke, is a type of energy that an object possesses as a consequence of its motion. A fundamental rule of energy is that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is just converted from one form to another. So, Ke equals 1/2 mv squared really measures the work that went into getting that object up to the particular velocity that it's travelling at, where work is the application of force over time and distance. Kinetic energy, 1/2 mass times velocity squared, is different to momentum, which is just mass times velocity. So, for example, a car travelling at 60 kilometres an hour needs four times as much braking distance to stop as a car travelling at 30 kilometres an hour, and the 60 kilometre per hour car will collide with a brick wall with four times as much force as a 30 kilometre per hour car will. However, the car travelling at 60 kilometres an hour only has two times the momentum of the car travelling at 30 kilometres an hour. To explain this, consider that a lot of work goes into increasing the speed of a car, and work contributes energy. Momentum on its own doesn't tell you anything about the amount of work required to change the motion and the momentum of that object. If you want to think about change and what's required to bring about that change, then you need to think about kinetic energy, 1/2 mv squared. Although it's not really how you derive the math, you can see these principles in the math. So, if you apply work to shift an object with a momentum mv up to a faster velocity, its velocity doesn't change instantaneously. It increases steadily over time and over distance. But you can get a measure of the average velocity that your work has added by subtracting the start velocity from the end velocity and then dividing by 2. That's where the half in a half mv squared comes from. Kind of, sort of. To put all this in a thought experiment, imagine a spacecraft flying through interplanetary space, meaning that it's flying through a vacuum and it's in microgravity. If you want to increase the spacecraft's velocity, and as a consequence increase its kinetic energy, you will need to activate some kind of propulsion system, which burns fuel. The propulsion system converts chemical energy into kinetic energy, and after the rocket burn is done, you could measure what that kinetic energy is using Ke equals a half mv squared. In reality, though, a spacecraft's crew has no real interest in what their spacecraft's kinetic energy is. They want to achieve a very specific change in velocity, a delta v. To do that, they would use more complicated math, like Tsiolkovsky's rocket equation, to let them calculate how much fuel they need to burn, and for how long, to achieve a particular delta v, where that math would also account for the ship's mass decreasing as propellant is blasted out of its rockets. The calculation of kinetic energy has more practical uses when you want to slow something down, particularly if you want to bring something to rest. To do that, you will need to apply an equivalent amount of energy in the opposite direction. Or, if something like an asteroid of known mass and known velocity is barreling towards you, Ke equals 1/2 mv squared will let you quantify how much damage the asteroid is likely to cause on impact, when all the asteroid's kinetic energy of motion is converted into some other kind of energy when it suddenly stops being in motion. The actual damage caused by the impact will depend upon where it hits, ocean or land, the angle that it hits at, head-on or glancing, and what the density of the asteroid is, iron or clay. But knowing what its half mv squared kinetic energy will be just prior to impact will certainly be a useful piece of information.